The Detroit Institute of Arts made fresh headlines late last month with the announcement that its three top executives, including newly retired director Graham Beal, are in line for bonuses and pay hikes topping $600,000. Some $49,000 would come from taxpayers, the rest from private donor funds. But the announcement triggered criticism, especially in Oakland and Macomb counties, where county art authorities get a say-so in DIA operations in return for voters approving that regional tax that helped keep museum doors open. Amidst the talk about executive compensation is this fact. The DIA is facing some stiff competition in its search for Graham Beal's replacement. Sherry Welch looked into this for Crane's Detroit Business. Good to have you with us, Sherry.
Thanks, Cindy. Happy to be here.
The DIA is in a final phase now of its search for a new director. And how much competition is out there?
Well, according to Korn Ferry, which is a prominent executive research firm, with a strong nonprofit practice, Cindy, 10 other U.S. museums and one in Canada, that's in Toronto, are also looking for a new director right now. And this follows, you know, the recent completion, at least this year, of filling top director spots at 9 other U.S. museums across the country.
Interesting. What's behind all the turnover, Sherry?
There's a lot of retirement happening, so the folks at Korn Ferry say, Cindy. And it's sort of just creating this cyclical effect. As folks leave one position to take a new job, that opens up the position where they left. It's a continuing cycle for a while of seeing these open director spots at top museums across the country.
Interesting. So it's a sweet spot to be in if you are someone who'd be considered a qualified director.
It looks like it. There are also, according to Korn Ferry, you know, a finite number of folks who are qualified to step into the director roles and lead museums at this point.
With the competition, though, realizing we have 10 other top U.S. museums and the one in Toronto also looking for a new director, what does the DIA have in its favor in this hunt?
They have several things contributing to their national and even international stature. And that's clearly something that would help attract top talent to the museum. One of them is the collection. It's reportedly among the top 6 in the U.S. and known for its diversity and breadth. The reinstallation of that artwork a few years back is actually something that's garnered a lot of attention for the DIA. It's got to focus on appealing to, you know, the so-called common man, Cindy, and not just art scholars. And that's something museums around the world actually have been benchmarking since the DIA unveiled that. We've also heard from, you know, different museum experts over the past year or two that the DIA's ability to track that millage from voters in Wayne, Oak, and Macomb County was precedent-setting. It's of interest, of course, because it helps position the DIA to be on solid financial footing, which is something that's eluded, you know, many other museums nationally. And then lastly, I'd say that the DIA's, you know, ability to keep its collection intact with a little help from the state and several foundations, and to be able to spin off from the city of Detroit as part of the city's bankruptcy process, that's positioned it to move forward without future threats to its collection. And I think all of those things are combining to spur interest in the DIA.
Well, it is, as you tell us in your story for Crane's Detroit Business, they're kind of in the final phase of the search. And we have certainly gotten familiar with the name Anne-Marie Erickson all through the bankruptcy and grand bargain proceedings, the COO. Is she in the running for director?
I can't tell you if she's still in the running. What I can tell you is that Eugene Gargaro, the chair of the DIA, he's confirmed not only to Crane's but other media outlets that Anne-Marie Erickson and one of the museum's senior curators were both in the mix, the initial roster of, I don't know, about 8 different folks who were being looked at. He's not saying whether or not they're in the final 3 or 4, though.
What's the timetable here, Sherry? When do they want to have an announcement?
The DIA is not saying. Eugene Gargaro will not actually draw a line in the sand and say this is when. What he does say is they launched the search last December. And, you know, here we are going into September. So they've taken some time to really look at the landscape and look at the candidates. I'm hoping before the end of the year, again, a little speculative there, but he won't draw a line in the sand and say firmly.
Sherry Welch looked into the DIA's search for a new director and the competitive field out there with other museums doing the very same thing. Her story is in Crane's Detroit Business. Sherry Welch, thanks so much for speaking with us today.
Thanks for having me, Cindy.